Kakadosh, we're going to continue with the halachot of Hadlakat Nerot. Sif Yod and Shulchan Aruch says as follows. According to the Bal Halachot Gedolot, the Bahag, once a person lights Shabbat, they automatically accept upon themselves Shabbat, and they are prohibited from doing work. And because of that, there's a minhag by some women that after they make the bracha and they light the candles, now they throw down, as if to say, the match, and they don't actually turn it off, because once they accept upon themselves Shabbat, now they're not allowed to turn off the candle. However, Shulchan Aruch says, some people say that if they make a condition before she lights, that she's not accepting upon herself Shabbat until later on, so then it helps. And some people say that it doesn't help. Then he brings down, some people argue on the Bahag completely, and they say that Kabbalat Shabbat, the acceptance of Shabbat, has nothing to do with the lighting of the candles, but rather with Tefillat Arvit. That once the Chazan says Barechu, we separate from doing work. And for us, once we say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbat, it's like Barechu. The Rama brings down that the minhag is that a woman does accept it upon herself Shabbat with the lighting of candles, unless she makes it Tnai. But a Tnai in the heart does not help. So first of all, we have to actually understand that the Halichot Olam brings down a Chelek Gimel Amud Lametet from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Bahag, and then afterwards he says some people argue on the Bahag completely, and they say that the acceptance of Shabbat has nothing to do with the lighting of the candle. That's how Maran is posek, and that's the data of the Achronim. However, though, the Menuchat Ava still brings down also Rav Ovadia that it's still better lechatchila to do all the work beforehand. And it's better to make a tnai, a condition, once a year that she does not accept upon herself Shabbat when she's lighting the candles. Okay? Now, if a woman did light candles and she said Arvit of Shabbat, so b'diavad, she's still allowed to do Efsek Tara as long as it's not Shekiah yet. And that's brought down in Tarat Abayit Chalek Bet Amud Reshayin Dalet. Now, the Mishnah Bura says as follows. What happens now if the man makes the bracha? So even if he's going to make the bracha and he's going to light candles, whether it is that he's by himself or that his wife just gave birth or other cases that we brought down in the past, so it says by him there's no minhag and therefore he's still allowed to do melacha. However, it's still better to make a condition. And that's what's also brought down in the Kaf HaChaim. And it's brought down also in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem Gimel that she should say mincha before the Kabbalat Shabbat. Because since she already accepts upon herself Shabbat according to this view, so therefore she can't say a weekday tefillah if she already accepted upon herself Shabbat. However, if there's no time, then she should say Arvit twice. So on this, first of all, the Sfaradim argue, because it's true, the Ben Yishchai and Halichot Olam say lechatchila she should try to say mincha before Hadlakat Nerot. But says the Kaf HaChaim that if it's very time pressing, she can make a condition that, again, she doesn't accept upon herself Shabbat with the lighting of the candles, and then she says mincha. However, the Or Letzion and also Rav Ovadia and Levi Yotchen say that if she forgot, she could still say mincha after candle lighting. Also, they argue on the Mishnah Berurah by saying two arvits, but they say that if only if she accepted upon herself Shabbat, then she should be machmir, but if not, then she doesn't need to. And he says that if they prayed mincha on Erev Shabbat when it's still daytime, and the individual accepted upon himself the Shabbat by saying Lecha Dodi Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbat, and then he realized he didn't say Ya'alev Yavon Mincha, he should say again mincha of a weekday, and he should mention Ya'alev Yavo. Now, if it fell out on Rosh Chodesh on Erev Shabbat, and he forgot to pray Musaf, and he only realized after he accepted upon himself Shabbat, he's still allowed to say Musaf. Because since Musaf has no Tashlumin, right, in the nighttime, so we're going to rely upon the opinions that say that the Kabbalat Shabbat, that he's still allowed to say Atfilav Chol, as is brought down in Or Letzion, and then he could still say Musaf, because there's no concept of Tashlumin by Musaf. Now, if a woman lit candles, and then she realized she's thirsty, so she's still allowed to drink water, or tea, or coffee, as long as it's not sunset, and on condition that she didn't say Arvit. And even if she accepted upon herself Shabbat with Hadlakat Nerot, it's still going to be permitted. Now, if she's very, very thirsty, so technically, even if it's going to be Ben HaShemashot, which is twilight, she's still allowed to drink as long as it's not nightfall. Because once it becomes nightfall, the three stars come out, then she's, by force, has to say Kiddush in order to drink. You should have a beautiful day.